Pollution and the promotion of recycling took center stage in the early Earth Day celebrations, but climate change caused by increasing fossil fuel consumption has become a dominant theme in recent years. UW zoology professor James Pauley says his students will focus on the impact of what most scientists agree will be much warmer weather before the end of this century.
The weather is what we use to make crops, to make food, to feed the people around the planet. We're talking about people being hungry, in fact, maybe being a lot more than hungry.
The teach-in will feature presentations by UW ecologists, atmospheric scientists, and water experts documenting what global warming has already done and forecasting how soon things like global food shortages might be expected. But the predictions of famines or even the melting of the polar ice caps doesn't impress one student group on campus.
From my perspective, I think it's kind of funny listening to their hysterics.
Nick Pongratz is the regional director of Collegians for a Constructive Tomorrow.
They're getting all bent out of shape about global warming, yet most of these predictions are simply based on unproven computer models.
Pongratz says the profit motive will create technologies that will allow humans to adapt to what he thinks might just be a blip in a centuries-long cycle of climate change. His group plans their own market-based celebration of Earth Day, promoting plastics recycling for profit. But Professor Pauley says the evidence of global warming is too compelling to ignore. He says the solution this weekend's teach-in will promote is a simple one.
Use less, and in particular, use less energy. We could have a very happy society on much less energy than we use now.
Last year on Earth Day, the founder of the event, the late Gaylord Nelson, used the occasion to call on Congress to make energy conservation one of the nation's top priorities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.